This is the desire of Supreme Lord to all to go to Bangalore and associate the devotees only by outside seeing will not get benefit. Devotees may be in household life, devotees may be in ascetic life. Only ascetics are sadhus and household devotees are not sadhus. This is not stated in our scripture. Those who have got firm faith in Supreme Lord and dedicated their life for the service of Supreme Lord is actually sadhu, as for example Ambarish Maharaj. Ambarish Maharaj was the autocrat of the whole world, but he got the grace of Narayan. Durvasa could not understand him, at least he played with his times of not understanding him. And you know the history. He performed Ambarish Maharaj 1 year at a stretch. Ekadashi Vrata, tomorrow is Ekadashi Vrata. Complete fast. And the next day, at the proper time, he should break fast. And if he does not break the fasting at the proper time, then there will be defect in his observance of the Ekadashi Vrata. Next day, he serve all the Brahmins and all the persons whom he saw before him. After serving them, he wanted to take food only to break fast. At that time, Durvasa Rishi set his holy fingers there and he said, "I am Durvasa Rishi, I have come here." Then Ambarish Maharaj was very glad and so fortunate of seeing you, a saint like you. Durvasa is a very powerful rishi. He could remain without food for 1,000 years and you can take food of 1,000 years at a time. Where anyone, whenever anybody hears about him, they are afraid of it. So powerful Durvasa is. He requested him to take prasad in the Dadashi Tithi, Dadashi Tithi, Dunar day. After Dadashi, then I should be very much glad if you can accept my invitation and take prasad. Yes, I shall take prasad. Now I am going to Jamuna to tell you why. By seeing Jamuna was absorbed in Brahman. And at the proper time, at the fixed time, you have to take something to break the fast. That is the scriptural injunction. Then he was afraid, how can I take? I have invited a great saint from Nashi, Brahman, without feeling him, how can I take? And if I do not take, then I commit offense at the lotus feet of Sihari. The observance of the Gamsi Vrata will be broken. And he will be dissatisfied. And if I take, then I shall have the fear of committing offense to the great saint Durvasa Rishi. What can I do? He wanted advice from all the Brahmins. The Brahmins advised him to take a bit of water. Because he was observing fast completely without taking anything. By taking water, it is considered as food and also not food. But that isn't the will of it. And it took a little bit of work. But Rupashrishi could understand this. Oh, Ambarish Maharaj, being the emperor of the whole, this whole world, if he ignores the saint Sannyasi, what others will get the things from him? Everybody will follow the best persons. He is a dignified person, a great Vaishnava. And he is doing like this. The whole world will be, they will be not benefited by seeing his action. This action will destroy the whole society. So I allow that to make this. I shall punish such punishment so that nobody could dare to do this. If any guest, when he comes to the house by house of it, he should first serve him, then take food often, not before that. But he invited me and he made this record. So I do not allow this, the government. He came and by he cursed him. By his tearing one hair from the metal hair and throwing it on the ground. And there one goddess appeared with falcon in the hand. So, to kill Ambarish Maharaj, Ambarish Maharaj, with folded hands, please. You have got every right to punish him. And you are superior to me in all respects. And nothing I have accepted. But Narayan ordered Sudarshan Chakra, this Ambarish Maharaj, outwardly it seems that he is a householder. He has got connection with all this worldly wealth, but he has got no connection. He has taken absolute shelter to me. And he has got no false ego that I am the master of this world. He is always serving with unconditional surrender. Wherever there may be difficulty, we should go and protect immediately Sudarshan to the king. And Sudarshan Chakra destroyed that goddess and ran after Durbhasa. Durbhasa was fleeing from one place to another, to different quarters. Within the ocean, within the Sumeru mountain, in the cave of Sumeru mountain, wherever he was going, Sudarshan Chakra was going there. The Sudarshan Chakra is one with Narayan. Narayan is going with Sudarshan Chakra to punish. Then he went to Brahma. Brahma was than Brahma. Brahma said, we think that I am Brahma, I am the creator. Actually, I am not the creator. It is by his imparted power and by his order I am doing this. I am under him. I cannot protect you from this Sudarshan Chakra. Then he went to his father, Mahadev, to Kailash. Mahadev said, oh, we think like this. I am the destroyer and the Brahma is the creator. But actually, Narayan is the fountain source of all powers. Without is the important power you cannot win. And this Sudarshan Chakra is also impossible for me. I cannot tolerate it myself. How can I protect you? This is the punishment of Narayan. You have to go there and give you blessings. You go to Vaikuntha and take shelter. When Mahadev also is present, is a devotee. In our Vishnu Sampradaya, Mantra Sampradaya, Vishnu Sami Sampradaya, original Guru is Rudra. He is also Vaishnava. When he told him to go there, immediately he had the power. Also, the Vasishthi had got some power in him also. And in our Krishna Chakradipati, in his commentary, he said, Dupasharishi had played this pastimes only to give this knowledge to the whole world that Ambarishmad is such a devotee. For that he played that pastimes. It is written in the commentary of Vishnu Chakradipati. And he went there. And he prayed to Supreme Lord Narayan. You are Achyuta. Nobody can be detached from you. So I cannot be detached from you. Your name is Achyuta. So I have come to you. Please rescue me. Sudarshan Chakra is healing me so much. Pain, hardship, I cannot tolerate it. But he did not reply to his prayer. You are Ananta, you are infinite, your everything is infinite. If you are infinite, your grace is also infinite. And I might have committed offense at your devotee. But you are infinite. If your grace cannot come to me, then your qualification attribute of infinite would be that quality will be vanished. So you have to grace me. You are infinite. Your grace is infinite. If you cannot grace me, I have committed great offense. I admit it. But if it cannot come to me, then your name as infinite will be destroyed. Yet you are Vishwanath, you are Jagannath. I am a minutest particle of your potency, of your parapotency according to Gita or according to a part of the parapotency. My body is the part of the parapotency, material energy. And some body material energy, and the Atma is the part of the parapotency. So the potency, you are the possessor of all potencies. So I am every living being. You are the Jagannath, you are sustainer, maintainer of all. So you will not sustain me, then your name as Jagannath, you have no help, you would not be seen. Yet, then lastly say, generally sadhus, they become very much compassionate to all the living beings in the world. And they have got this compassion by worshipping you. That compassion, that mercy is completely in you. By worshipping you, sadhus have got this sort of compassion to all the living beings of the world. And I have come to you, and you are not gracing me. Then he said, you went to Brahma, you went to Mahadev, Rudra, but they did. They say they are under me. They cannot go against your order. I am also I am also not independent. Although I am autocrat, I am the lord of all lords, yet I have got this sort of promise. If anybody serves me, I want to give him something. But a pure devotee does not want anything except my service. Then aham bhakta paralina jagatantri vandiya shalvi brashtarida bhakti bhakta janak. So I become subjugated by the devotion of the devotee. So my heart has been there, occupying my heart is not my ear. From heart compassion will come. Heart is there in the devotee. So you have to go to Ambarish Maharaj. They will get my compassion. My compassion is not here. My heart has been occupied by Ambarish Maharaj. And Ambarish Maharaj, what he did when Dvipasa Rishi left, then he was very much repentant. Oh, without taking food, Dvipasa Rishi, a great saint, without taking food, and he went away, I committed a great offense. For 1 year, he took only water. Can you imagine? He did not take anything, only water. Outside it seems that he is a householder and he has got wealth. He is like other persons, he has got attachment to worldly things. But he has got no attachment. He has given up everything for Supreme Lord, his own these 7 islands, whole property to Supreme Lord. And he also gave, also he has got no connection with all the relatives or every of Supreme Lord is the Lord of all lords. He is the Lord of me, Lord of my wife and relatives and everything. Nothing is mine. So, and he has given himself everything. Outside you see, that he is a householder. But actually, he is the highest person. He has got no attraction to anything else, or he knows it. And for that reason, when you return to Ambarish Maharaj, Ambarish Maharaj, he made obeisances to Ambarish Maharaj. What you are doing? I am very negligible person, no qualification, nothing. I am a household. I have got so much attachment to you. You are saying, no, I have committed offense. This Sudarshan Chakra is giving so much pain. Then he prayed to him. He has got no, nothing wrong he has done. He did for my own benefit, for my own benefit. So winter, torture, winter, heat. But Sudarshan Chakra was living. Then all the piety I am giving, yet Sudarshan Chakra. And I try to serve Narayan, but I could not serve him. But if I, if something I have done for the satisfaction of Narayan, then in view of that, O Sudarshan Chakra, you relieve this sannyasi saint. Then sannyasi, that Sudarshan Chakra left. What sort of instrument? Just a bhakta, household devotee. Now the today's subject is bhakti yoga. Bhakti yoga. By the example of Ambarish Maharaj, you can understand what is bhakti yoga. There are so many yogas. Yoga means to link up. We are minute conscious particle, and he is the absolute conscious substance, and we are coming out of him. Yadvaivani bhutani jayante yeva jatani jivanti yad prajanta visankrishnati tad vijikrata deva prabhu. All the jivas have come from Supreme Lord, and they are in Supreme Lord, and they are by Supreme Lord, and they will be maintained by Supreme Lord. But that is, you will find in the Gita, in the whole world, universally adored by all people in the world. There, what Krishna has said, you will find comparative deliberation, comparative decision has been given by Krishna himself about karma yoga, jnana yoga, bhakti yoga, etc., hatha yoga, etc. He has given himself in 6th chapter, you will find. Towards the end, tapasibha dhiko yogi jnani jyoti mato dhika kambit bhaccha dhiko yogi trasmat yogi bhavad. Tapasibha dhiko, those who perform penance, immense penance, austerity means taking pains. Now they are doing in the hot season, they remain in the place surrounded by the fire, very hot season. Take pains on them. He's with one kind of austerity. In the winter season, remain submerged in the cold water in this way, and also by stooping head and heels and upturned in this way. All this. These are called penances, but yogi are superior, much superior to such penances. Yoga means now, karma yoga, jnana yoga, bhakti yoga, yet tapasibha dhiko yogi. Yogi is superior to such tapasya, to such hermits, ascetics. And also tapasya dhiko yogi, jnani bhogi mato dhiko. And yogis are also superior to jnani, those who are superior to such tapasya, who have got the knowledge of the formless, impersonal formless God, Brahmanu. It's jnani, but yogis are superior to jnani because they have got also Brahmananda, and also Brahmananda is knowledge. In our self, there are three aspects. Satchidananda, Sat. You are all here. If I ask anybody, do you want to die? What will you answer? What will you reply? No. Samiji, I don't want to die. Why? You will die. You have got part of this body. It will remain for some time, and it will ultimately remain. Destroy, or it will be death. Right, there is birth, there is death, which is produced and destroyed. So, why you have got the desire for remaining in this world, to remain in this world eternally? Nobody wants to die. Because your real self is Sat. Sat means eternally existing principle. Sat. So you would not want to die, but being enlarged by the initial energy of Supreme Lord, wrongly you are thinking, I am this body, I have been born, I remain in this world for some time and I shall die. You fear, actually, you are not this body, the subtle and gross body. Being averse to Sri Krishna, Supreme Lord, you are enlarged by the initial energy of the Supreme Lord. And you think yourself that I am this body, and bodily defects are mind defects. Like that you are ever afraid, but you have got inner desire to remain in this world eternally, because yourself is eternal. In devoid of eternal existing principle, cannot have the desire to remain in this world, cannot have this desire. The desire proves that you are eternally existing. You have got a new chit, knowledge. If there is no knowledge in you, then you cannot have the desire to know. You have got an inquisitive to know something, a new anything happens, you will want to know. Why? Because your knowledge principle, devoid of knowledge cannot have the demand of knowledge. Devoid of happiness cannot have the demand of desire for happiness. So you are Satchidananda, Nitya Gyanamaya Anandamaya. If you find in Gita, we read Gita but we do not believe Gita. Na jayate priyate bhagadate nayam bhutva bhavita bhano bhuyo ajo hitta sarvitam prana handate handamane sarite. But if this body perishes, Atma will not perish. Atma has no birth, no death. It is said in the Gita. But we go to Gita, we do not believe Gita, then what fruit we can get out of it? For that reason, Atma, for that reason, here, when Atma wants non-eternal benefits, karma, in karma, then non-eternal benefits. By non-eternal, by doing operation and sacrifices, we may go to heaven or to higher worlds. But after the finishing of the piety, we shall be thrown down again in this world. So gyanis, they don't want these non-eternal benefits. They want to merge themselves in the impersonal form as Brahma, gyanis. But yogi, they not only they want to merge themselves, but they want to meditate on Paramatma, existence and knowledge. Only formless knowledge, gyanis they want to merge themselves. But the good yogis, knowledge and sat chit. So they are got the knowledge of Paramatma. So they are superior to Brahma. Brahmananda, those who are having Brahmananda, they are superior to that. For that reason, tapasya divodhani, gyani yogi bhagodhika, kurmi bhachar divodhani. Gyani are superior to kurmi. The yogi will be superior to kurmi automatically. Kurmi, they have got non-eternal desires. But gyani, they have got the desire for emancipation, salvation, to merge themselves in personal formless Brahma. But yogis are superior to Brahma. So I advise you to become a yogi. Then afterward, what he says? Yoginavaki sarvesha madgata antaratmana saddhavan bhajati jo maam same yukta tamamam. Amongst all kinds of yogis, karma yogi, gyara yogi, hatha yogi, whatever it may be, amongst all kinds of yogis, highest yogi, who is highest yogi? Me, Krishna is saying, by touching his own eternal, supreme self, he will find Bhagavan Vacha, Bhagavan Vacha, Bhagavan. If it is impersonal, he cannot speak. But Bhagavan is speaking. Krishna is speaking. Krishna is person. Person infinite. Person infinite. If there is no person in the cause, how we can see person in this world? If there is no form in the cause, how forms will come in this world? This world, these forms are non-eternal forms. But there is in the cause and the form is Satchidananda Ishvara Parama Vishnu Satchidananda Vigraha Anadiradi Govinda Sarvakarna Karma Satchidananda Vigraha. The spiritual form, eternal spiritual form. It cannot be destroyed. He is the cause of all causes. For that is me. Who is the highest yogi? Yoginam means Sarvesham. Yoginam means plural. Sarvesham, all kinds of yogis. Those who worship me with firm faith, worship me. Worship me with firm faith. Yoginam is Bhagavata Antaranta Shraddhavan Bhavate Jo Man Swami Yukta Tamaya. Superlative dignity, he is the highest yogi. You will find in Gita, lastly, those who are not eligible to do, to accept this Shuddha Bhakti, for them karma, gyan, yoga has been advised. But even there also, you will find when he has advised karma, there also, jagyartha karmana, annat lokayam karma vandana, padarthakam karma kuntya mukta sangha samaj. You should do karma for yoga, yoga with Vishnu is the Shrute. Vishnu, the complete reality. You have to do it for the fullest entity, not for the non-eternal things. Then you will have bondage, you will have entanglement in this world. Jagyartha karmana, annatra lokayam karma bandhana. If you do your action here for other things except Supreme Lord, then there will be bandhana. Annatra karma bandhana. Tadartham karma kuntya mukta sangha. Without any kind of desire for fruits, you are to Hari Om Tat Sat. Hari Om Tat Sat. Hari, Supreme Lord Vishnu, is beyond comprehension of human senses, gross and subtle senses. This body is non-eternal. Sense organs are non-eternal, which are first five sense organs, all the sense objects of the sense organs will be non-eternal. Automatically. If there is any eternal entity, it is beyond the comprehension of these non-eternal sense organs, gross and subtle sense organs. It is beyond intelligence and also mind. Manasastu parabuddhi buddhistu paradhisthana. Supreme Lord is beyond this. So, oh Hari Om Tat Sat. Tat, Tat is Sat. That is transcendental, He is eternally existing. The Lord, that which is eternal, is transcendental. Cannot be mundane. Mundane is not eternal. For that is, if you have devotion to Supreme Lord from whom you have emanated, you have come, you will find in all worship of demigods that there is in the worship, the scripture has advised those persons who are worshipping demigods. Ultimately they are to utter this word. This verse you will find. Priyatam Pundarikaksha Sarvajagishara Hari Tashmitisha Jagat Tishtam Pradhita Pradhita. You are worshipping some demigod. You are to ask him, you are to pray to him to be pleased. Why you are asking Hari? Sarvajagyas Priyatam Pundarika Sarvajagyasara Hari Tasmandrasya Jagatrishtam Pravita Pudita Pudita. He is the only master and enjoyer of all. Everything. Aham Sarvajagyanam Bhakta Chaprabhajin Gita is saying. I am the only enjoyer and master. None else. So if he is satisfied, then the demigod will be satisfied. Because you have got desire, so you go to these demigods to get your desire satisfied. But their greeting has been given. Ultimately you have to come to Hari. By pleasing Hari you will please all. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preached this Bhakti Yoga. The Bhakti Yoga, and in the first day of the our sentinel function of our Gurudev, and who has preached this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's gospel of divine love, all accommodating, all embracing, universal divine love. And there it is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has written that Supreme Lord is one. Supreme Lord cannot be many. Evil cannot be made. Absolute cannot be made. Absolute is one. If you say infinite is many, then there will be lose its position. Nothing can be outside infinite. If it is infinite absolute, everything is within him. If you say this mic is outside, then infinite loses its position. Everything is within. Infinite, absolute. So absolute is one. Absolute cannot be many. But absolute can have many forms. Many forms of his pastimes. As Ram, as Narayan, as Krishna, as Gaurhari, as Matsya Bhagavan, as fish god, like that. He may have his infinite forms. They are actually one, but they are making different pastimes to attract the devotees. The devotees have got different desires. For that reason, you, whatever you want, you serve me as Varaha Bhagavan, or you serve me as Pish Bhagavan, or as Vishnu Bhagavan, or Ram, or there's so many. You come, you surrender to me, then I shall rescue. For that reason, to attract all the other living beings in this world, he has appeared in different forms, but actually they are one. In best times they will be different. The highest best time is Krishna, Nandanandan Krishna. You can get all kinds of relations with Nandanandan Krishna. By worshipping Nandanandan Krishna, you can have the relation of Santaras. Santaras means, that is, Santa, then Krishna Nishtha, Krishna Tag. The two core qualities. Then only one point of devotion to Krishna, and there is no other business. There is Santaras. Santaras first, and after that, Dasaras, Krishna Nishtha, Krishna Tag, and there is also relation, master servant relation. That relation, when that relation is there, with love, you will serve Supreme Lord. He will engage his sense organs, everything, and he will get more contact with Supreme Lord, with all bliss, and he will get more ananda. And in Sakkaras, there is no fear. In Dasharas, there is fear. And from a distance, he is serving with fear. But in Sakkaras, there is no fear. Arjun, and he is ordering Krishna. He placed my chariot here. I want to see who have come of the Kauravas. I want to see them in the war front. But then he is ordering, being a devotee. But more than that, you will find in Braja Sakha, all the friendship relations, they are standing on Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord was going with them, with all the cowherd boys and calves, and moving in the forest. And all the cowherd boys, they have got friendship relations, and they want to serve Krishna. They see one tree, there are so many fruits. Oh, it seems the fruits are very good. But how we can get it, pluck it, very difficult. Oh Krishna, you are our friend, but you are very powerful. We are not so powerful. You remain on the ground. We shall climb up on him. And they climb up. What sort of devotion? And yet they cannot touch. Then other friend. In the last, that Krishna is standing on the ground. And three, four shakas are on the top of it. And pluck the fruit. And after that, they think whether it is sweet or it is sour or it is bitter. We have to test it. Without testing, how can it know? But if you give to Narayan, then you will go to hell. You will inferno. That is the instructive injunction. But here in Braja, they are after testing. Oh, it is very, very sweet. Give it. The next Sakha, he also sees whether it is correct or not. And he also tested. All three, four tested there. And after that, Krishna took that, and Krishna takes that, and Krishna is taking it with great satisfaction. Because love, object of all love, and more than that you will find in the parent and son relation with Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Mata and Krishna. In that, Yashoda Mata, Nanda Maharaj never thinks Krishna as Supreme Lord. Always thinks so my small child. Always. He is killing Putana and other demons, etc. But yet, they are thinking, luckily, my son cannot kill this demoness, so big demoness, Putana. Luckily, my son is saved, like that. Never they have seen. Jaradadvi tries to punish the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, because all the gopis, they have reported to Nanda Maharaj and Jaradadvi that your son is very naughty, and they are coming in the night and they are stealing all these cards and not cards, their yogurt and milk and milk preparation, all these things, their cream, butter, etc. And they asked, have you done this? No, they are speaking lie. Actually, Supreme Lord Krishna is speaking truth, not speaking lie, speaking truth. Because those gopis, they want to feed Krishna. And they approach Nanda Maharaj and Jaradevi. We want to serve your son. Please send you Gopal Kanaya to us. No, I have got my own 10,000 cows. I cannot send him to the other place. I shall serve. I am not allowed. They are disappointed. And when they are disappointed, then Krishna himself goes, or everything is presented there in transcendental reality. There is no past or future. Everything is present. Because everything is eternal. Krishna goes to Nanda Maharaj Yashoda Devi. I want to go to that house to take something to butter. No. You have got so much greediness. You should not go there. Now, ultimately, what can I do? So, to fulfill their desire, I am going as a thief to fulfill their desire. For that is, they are speaking, they are telling lie. In this way, you will find, and highest is Gopi Prem. More than the consorts of Dwaraka, highest. So, Bhakti Yoga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if you have love for Krishna, as much love for Krishna, then you will have love for all. Because all are coming from Krishna. When you become averse to Krishna, then you see things separate. Even in your house you see things separate. These members, within members you may have quarrel. But when you see the Krishna is the ultimate reality, all are coming from Him. And if I love somebody, can I endure any part of any of his part? Actual love is there. I cannot endure any of his part. If you love me, love my dog. If you have got love for me, then you have got love for my dog. Or those who are dear to me will be dear to you. If I love Krishna, all are coming from Krishna, all these living beings. Whom I am to endure? How can I endure? If you see that, then there will be this world become Vrindavan Dham. But when we see we are detached from Supreme Lord, we are the enjoyer of this world, He is only enjoyer and master. If you think that I am enjoyer, then there will be so much centers of interest and there will be clash. There will be as much groups, as much centers of interest, as so much quarrel would be, quarrel and clashing. Quarrel, nobody can stop it. So, if we want to stop it, then it, at least in India, we should not do this. Because here Ram has appeared, Krishna appeared, all Supreme Lord has appeared. In other places, they have not appeared. If we do something like this, then what others will get the teaching? So we should have love for all. What benefit will get by this? By doing all this violence in this world. Out of ignorance, we are doing this. And there will be a reaction of this. We have the reaction, there will be the opposite reaction. So, Dvaita Mahaprabhu said, to love Krishna and see all the, whether in India or anywhere else in this world, anywhere else, they are all outside geographically or nationally, they may be different, but they are coming from the same source. You will love and you see that relation, how can you have the aptitude to inflict injury to any person in this world? So all solution will be, you will get actual solution of all problems of the world. When there are different centers of interest, then there will be clashes. Yes, for example, in geometry, if you draw one circle by one center, another, draw another circle, another center, there will be crossing. If one center is there, and one is drawing circles small and big, there will be no clashing. One center is there, center is Krishna, Supreme Lord. If I serve Him, and with Santaras or Dasaras, Sakha, Vatsala, Madhur, whatever it may be, one is doing more service, another is doing less service. But there will be no clashing. Their target is the same. And we will be happy. And He is the happiest. By getting Him, we shall get all. When we shall direct our attention towards Supreme Lord. If Supreme Lord becomes our object of worship, then if I get Supreme Lord, others will not be deprived. But if you say, I am this body, then the bodily interest is always with material interest. If you get some property, the others will be deprived. But if I know that I am Atma, and my requirement is love for Paramatma, for Krishna, then if I get Krishna, others will also get Krishna. Krishna, infinite minus infinite is equal to infinite. Infinite minus and plus, some 10 things. Om Purnamada, Purna Idam, Purna, Purna Udachate, Purnasya, Purnamada, Purna Vashishtam, Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. When we can direct them towards that Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, that is your ultimate goal. If you get it, you will be in peace, you will get enormous bliss, and you will give others bliss. And you will be satisfied. For that reason, to remind me, the devotees here, they have fixed this subject, bhakti yoga, that you have renounced the house and you have come to this institution. You should remember what for you have come, for the pure devotion to Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, and that can be done very easily nowadays in the Kali Yuga by Harinam Sankirtan. In Shakta Yuga, it was done by meditation. And in Trita Yuga by Yajna, and in Dwapara Yuga by worship of deities, but in Kali Yuga by Hari Kirtan you can get everything. Under the banner of Hari Kirtan, all can unite. I think they have organized, they have any program of Nagar Sankirtan also here. Nagar Sankirtan should be done.